Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our wine review. I know we haven't been talking in a while. I've been putting a lot of older ones back up, and this session won't be on YouTube, but it'll just be a straight podcast on YouTube. Having some difficulty with my camera, so we're gonna have to hold out just a little on that. But today we have a special Italian wine. So if you've been following me, you know I love Sangiovese's and Italian wine. So this one is a Villa Amoroso Rosso Toscana, and it's from Sicily, Italy. So this was a little different because I haven't had anything from Sicily. But what makes this one a little special is it's a Toscana IGT. So this is the first time. I know they had designations on the back end of a lot of regions and how they say, hey, look, the geographical regions that we say this is where it came from, this is one of them. The IGT, and excuse my Italian if I pronounce it wrong, but is it Indicazione? Indicazione Geografica Tipica. That's the geographical region for Tuscany, and it's the Tuscany IGT wines, and it's for the 10 provinces of Arezzo, Firenze, remember that, we was there, Grosseto, Livorno, Lucca, Massa, Carrara, Pisa, Pistoria, Prato, and Siena. Those are those regions of Toscana, and it's the Toscana IGT, Indicazione Geografica Tipica. I'm killing it, I know, so please correct me, but and please forgive me. But anyway, it's a Tuscany wine, and it's a Sangiovese, so which makes this a little in my realm. Why? Why do I always drink these actual Sangiovese? Because of the tannic feel of it, the acidity is high, and the high fruits of strawberry, cherries, and different herbal type of smells and tastes to go along with this. So this one was a little different. This one has a gold medal for 2016, and it won gold for the Critics Challenge. So that was a good start at grabbing this wine. So doing Tuscan wines, and if you listen, I always grab it with some kind of pasta. It's that pasta, and it just came to mind. I said, I have to have me a nice Tuscan wine. So the one I have, again, this is the Rosso Toscana. So let's take a whiff of this. It's a great color. Let's look at the color. It's a little deep, dark, very little cherry looking, but it's a dark, so it's not really light. So you know when you get some of these Chiantes, they're slightly lighter. They give you a like fresh, slightly complex taste. This was a little dark, so I know I'm getting some good Sangiovese on this one. So this is good. So I'm going to swirl this up and see what kind of flavor we're getting out of this. So, very good. Strawberry. That's what I got. Some people will probably get a tart cherry. But I got the strawberry because it's a little light fruit berry smell on that. And I got a parsley taste. Some of the notes that they put there was oregano. I don't think it's as strong as oregano. A slight smokiness and tobacco. I don't really get that. I get a slight chocolate, little chocolate kind of smell to that. So it's really, really cool. Really good smell on that. So I'm looking forward to the taste of it. So, you know, I cracked it open. I didn't even eat yet, but I like to get my palate ready for the food so I can kind of be prepared to taste it and then be prepared to compare it to the food that I'm eating. So, but I'm just doing this right now. So let's get a taste. So tannic sitting on the tongue. It kind of lingers on the back end. The acidity isn't as strong as a lot of other Sangiovese's, but good though. Good. It's acidic to the point that it gives you the flavor. So I think that's where they may have got the tart cherry from, because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting like a really tart cherry taste to this. Slightly plum. You got that nice texture to your palate sitting on your tongue, and it's like, what is that? Let me taste it again. So I'm ready for another taste, but this is what it's giving you. So it's a typical Tuscan wine, lighter than most heavy Sangiovese's, but not as light as a lot of the Chiantes that's kind of like out there that people tend to enjoy, because it's a light taste to it. This is like really in between. I can understand why it's got a gold. So this is really, really good. I like it. It's getting me to say, hey, taste me again. But it's good. I think a good meat, of course, red meat, with the slightness of not being as heavy textured, it would probably go well with a lamb as well. So if you have lamb, slight beef, nothing really heavy beef, you know. So me, I'm having some ground beef with my pasta. I think it'll go really nice with those levels of red meat. I think those will go really well. But nice strawberry smell, tart cherry. They say plum. I don't get the plum. I don't get the oregano either, but I got the parsley. So if you take a whiff of some parsley flakes, that's what you're going to kind of get the smell on that. So pretty good. This is the Villa Amoroso Rosso Toscano Sangiovese from the Sicilian area. So get a try with that. I've got it on what was it? I didn't go buy this. I had an online buy on these. So I'm buying a couple of online buys so I don't have to be going around searching. And, you know, it's picking out a couple of good ones. So don't be afraid of those. And I think those are pretty good as well. So I'm going to throw this on YouTube. You'll see it on urbanwinelife.com. You'll get it on all of the podcast actual apps, as well as iTunes and Google Play, Spreaker, and what was the other one? I've gained access to a couple of other places too. So you'll be able to pick up the podcast in a lot of different areas. But that's my wine for this week. We're probably going to go with a lighter white. I think I have I'm looking forward to one, because someone asked me, when are you going to do another one? You know, I don't like Chardonnays, but I'm going to try a Chardonnay next week. So you'll probably see that one, a free run paper bark Chardonnay. Yeah, I know. I was like, what? But I'm going to try it anyway. So you'll be able to taste it with me. Hopefully I get the camera up so you can get a look at that. I'll take some shots of this Villa Amoroso so you can know what the label looks like. So if you have a chance to look it up, you'll find out where it is. Once again, this is Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. Follow me on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and actual Twitter, and the Bougie Black Brother Network on Facebook. So thanks very much. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you soon on Urban Wine Life. Peace.